located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs. Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. So must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as kompiang longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called kompiang longa. Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
We'll be right back. Voice of Asia.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listen, do you know that the Ombudsman of Indonesia discussed the follow-up to bilateral cooperation with the Ombudsman of New Zealand in Jakarta? Do you know that the goals of the cooperation is also to encourage good governance practices in Indonesia, given New Zealand's strong governance reputation? It was stated by Deputy Chief of the Indonesian Ombudsman, Bobby Hamzar Rafinus, as one of the goals of the cooperation. He also explained that the Indonesian Ombudsman has two main tasks: resolving reports and preventing maladministration. And several activities conducted to prevent maladministration are systematic studies, rapid studies, and knowledge management. In addition to addressing incoming public reports, the Indonesian Ombudsman conducts investigations and implements rapid responses to fulfill its report resolution duties. Well, moreover, he also expressed hope that through this cooperation, the New Zealand Ombudsman would share various experiences in resolving reports and preventing maladministration. Thank you.
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jakarta entitled Mars Betawi. The song Mars Betawi was composed by Kojek, a Betawi musician who often combines hip-hop and gambang kromong, Betawi's typical music. The song is a tribute to Benyamin Sueb, a legendary Betawi or native Jakarta artist. In addition, the song with Betawi dialect lyrics tells the story of the great Betawi artist who was successful as a singer and movie star. The song Mars Betawi also advises the younger generation to continue preserving Betawi culture because the late Benyamin Sueb had done during his lifetime. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Mars Betawi by Kojak. Happy listening.
Benyamin SMA UDK KAD, tapi kita penerus ye. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati lestari ampe luar negeri.
Kampung rezeki kote, lahirnya di pusat kota Jakarta. Di mama 39, merojolnya di Kemayoran. Anak bontot, banyak saudari, hobinya emang depan bercanda. Dari kecil usil dan jahil, tapi orangnya emang terampil. Jadi penyanyi gambang, pemain film, semua dilakoni. Dia budaya Betawi di Jogja.
Penyanyinya emang udah kagak ada, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati lestari sampai luar negeri.
Jadi pemain film terkenal gak berlagu, tetap orangnya kalem. Dapat dua piala citra, penghargaan luar biasa. Lagu-lagunya banyak, udah pasti enak-enak. Hujan gerimis aja, gampang dan tipis tuh. Ampe nangke lande, biang kerok yang beruntung. Jadi babenya tidur, cita-citanya bisa nyampe. Ayo Betawi ngumpul, terusin berjuang.
Emang udah kagak ada, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati lestari sampai luar negeri.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, you know that talking about wise words, I believe that you have already listened to some wise words that we have already shared. But now, we have also another wise word. It is now from Buya Hamka. He said, one who refuses finding new ways for their no longer productive works are like people squeezing straws for milk. Well, Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, or known as Buya Hamka, was born in Batang River, West Sumatra, on 17th February 1908. He was known as a teacher, writer, historian, journalist, and politician with a great contribution to Indonesia. Buya Hamka's works include The Falsafah Hidup, Lembaga Hidup and Thinking of Wonder Week.
Thank you. listener, welcome back to Book and Film Review, where we will discuss Indonesian books and films from Indonesian authors and directors. Edition, we will discuss a book entitled Drupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. Seno himself is an author of the new generation in Indonesia. He chose to be an author because he does not want to be confined by situation and work. Many of his works were published in various media. The story offered by Seno in his works has a range of variation. His writings are not monotonous. One day he will write a non-cliché romance and a complex politic of a nation in the other day. Besides his peculiar works, he was also known for his reports on the situation of the past East Timor, which were written in a trilogy, namely Saksi Mata, or Witness, short story anthology, entitled Jazz, Perfume, and Incidents, and Ketika Jurnalisme Dibungkam, Sastra Harus Bicara, or When Journalism is Silenced, Literature Must Speak. In 2014, he launched a blog named Panah Journal on human interest stories, along with several journalists and communication professionals. So he was not a newcomer in Indonesian book industry. He got a lot of awards by making some short stories for magazines. Even the stories of Puppet or Wayang were retold by Seno in a tasteful chain of words. Those stories were published in a magazine, which later was compiled into a book entitled Kitab Omong Kosong, or The Tome of Nonsense, released in 2004. The book brought Seno to receive the prestigious Katulis Tiwa Literary Award in 2005. In 2017, Seno wrote a story of a woman whose beauty surpasses the angels from above, named Drupadi. However, before we present the brief review of the book entitled Drupadi, let's listen to a song entitled Coba Coba Suang by Pai, Sandy Canister, and Dedi Kumala. praise lore of woman in the epic of Mahabharata, the wife of the five Pandavas named Draupadi. The life of Draupadi from birth, love and death was unfolded. The novel Draupadi, published by Gramedia Pustaka Utama, is a compilation of stories that Sena wrote when he was working at Mingguan Zaman magazine. The novel also tells the story of Aswatthama, Karna, Kunti, Sriyata and Wisangeni that Sena wrote in 1983 to 1984. In the book, it was told that goddess Draupadi disliked fate. The human life is meaningless without struggle. So if everything has been predetermined, what is still interesting in this prolonged life? Does human struggle have no meaning? Has all been destined by the gods? Just like she, who is the wife of the five Pandavas. Therefore, the mortal life on earth is not just about being good or bad, but how our attitude is towards the good and the bad. That was the synopsis of a book entitled Draupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. In the lore of Wayang, goddess Draupadi, the wife of the five Pandavas, was almost tricked by King Dursasana, but was saved by the clothes of Draupadi, which was endless when being pulled. However, Seno excluded this magical phenomenon, so that Draupadi in his book must bear an unimaginable disgrace. This creates a big question for the readers, but it seems that Seno has his own way to depict this beautiful woman. Maybe Seno wants to show that happiness is not always with those of beauty and pride. Such nice imaginary was carefully put in pretty words. The 161-page book shares a lot of knowledge for the readers about the untold lore of Wayang. Although very different from the original story of Mahabharata, Seno still wrote it clearly. Yet there are several words incomprehensible by the reader, so it would be better if the writer provides some explanation. Overall, the book is able to entertain and add knowledge of the world of Wayang, which is a heritage of Indonesian culture, for the readers. Alright, well, listener, that was our brief review of a book entitled Draupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. To wrap up this week's book and film review, let's listen to a song entitled Surga Durjana by Neurotic. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
The Indonesian national football team needs individuals who
Do you know? There is Lingsir Wengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Winwangi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
We'll be right back. culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Witwitan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolaten Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Song is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisha Fredela. Thank you for listening.
For Jayan Sea Wall Construction from Banten to Gresik, Indonesia, Ministry of Transportation and UTRRI met discuss cooperation opportunities in aviation sector, how strengthens effort to eradicate human trafficking, crime, immigration. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has stressed the importance of building the Jayan Sea Wall to protect the northern coast of Java Island from coastal erosion and rising sea levels. This infrastructure project will extend from Banten to Gresik, East Java. Ofra has the details.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has announced the target for the construction of the Jayan Sea Wall which is expected to stretch from Banten province to Gresik, East Java. He made this statement while attending the closing ceremony of the 6th Democratic Party Congress in Jakarta on Tuesday. He said that the Giant Sea Wall project was crucial to securing Indonesia's northern Java coastline.
And one of the most important infrastructures is the Giant Sea Wall. The Giant Sea Wall will secure the northern coast of Java. It has to stretch from Banten to Gresik hundreds of kilometers. We have to build it.
President Prabowo expressed confidence that the project could begin soon, although he could not say how long it would take to complete. He also confirmed that the necessary funding was already in place.
The Indonesian Ministry of Transportation and the Ambassador of the United Arab Emirates discussed strategic cooperation opportunities in the aviation sector. This was discussed when the Minister of Transportation, Dudi Purwagandi, received a visit from the Ambassador of the United Arab Emirates to Indonesia, Abdullah Salem Al-Dahiri, at the Ministry of Transportation Office, Jakarta, on Wednesday. Cooperation in the aviation sector is considered to have great potential, considering Indonesia's strategic position on international trade routes. It is added to the increasing need for aviation services in the Asia-Pacific region. Minister Dudi hopes that cooperation between Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates will not only be limited to the aviation sector, but can also be expanded to other transportation sectors. The meeting is also expected to strengthen bilateral relations between Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates, especially in encouraging the growth of an innovative, safe, secure, and sustainable transportation sector. Minister of Forestry Raja Juli Antoni revealed that public awareness supports the transformation of an area that was once a target for illegal logging into an ecotourism area in Tangkahan, Langkat Regency, North Sumatra. In a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, Minister of Forestry Raja Antoni said that during a visit to Tangkahan, which is now an ecotourism and elephant conservation area in the Gunung Leuser National Park, it was previously an area affected by illegal logging and the community even used to cut down trees. However, with collective awareness, the community replanted and protected nature so that Tangkahan is now an ecotourism destination. During the visit, which was conducted on Tuesday, the Minister of Forestry also had the opportunity to have a dialogue with several parties and the community around the location regarding the need to advance ecotourism in the area. During the visit of the Gunung Leuser National Park, the Minister of Forestry also released the golden cat or Catapuma tamidici, which belongs to the protected animals. The release was done to support its breeding in the wild. This is the news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Commission 13 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, or DPRRI, is committed to strengthening effort to eradicate the crime of human trafficking in Indonesia, especially through immigration supervision. Chairman of the House Commission 13, Willy Aditya, stated this is in a public hearing with the Director General of Immigration and the Head of the Ministry of Immigration and Corrections Office of the Director General of Immigration for the Western Region. On the sidelines of the hearing, as broadcast on the House YouTube channel, Willy emphasized the importance of strict selection in immigration supervision to prevent Indonesian citizens from becoming victims of human trafficking. He also highlighted the use of technology such as auto gates at various airports, including Batam, Kuala Namu, Medan, and Bali, to facilitate services while strengthening supervision.
Sejauh apa database ini terkoneksi dengan
we see how far this database is connected to the